And many of them did not have the money. Yeah, they didn't have the money. And yet they found a way, whether they borrowed it, they begged for it, sold a vehicle for it, just like what was in Boston. Oh, my gosh, man, this heartfelt story that came out of Boston was crazy. A woman and her husband who happened to be there, she got up and gave her testimony. She had gone to her husband with tears after a conference call like this and just said, I have to go to Boston. I have to go to Boston. Honey, I have to get there. Our life is never going to get any better until we make a change, and the change has to start with getting the first steps to success. That man heard and saw the passion in his wife and sold his truck for the money for the two of them to fly to Boston. And they did. How awesome is that? That's the will that's willing to find the way. It is a crack up to me. Excuses like, I need to talk to my husband, or, you know, I'm not a salesperson, or I'm just kind of one of those quiet, shy people. I don't know anybody anyway. I'm afraid of flying. I don't like to drive. I don't think it's going to work anyway. It doesn't work for people like me. Oh, gosh. Here's what's so sad. Every excuse that I just mentioned, I have watched people have and get over them. Every single one of these that I just said to you, I have watched people have them and get over them. Finding a way to get over it. And yet there's still people that sit out there not willing to get over it. And it's horrible. It's sad. And so on your scale of 1 to 10, where did you rate yourself? A 5? A 7? An 8? A 1? Meaning 1 is that you have no excuses. 10 is you use a lot of excuses. Where are you on that? Scale of 1 to 10, where are you on a wholehearted commitment and willingness to find a way? 1 meaning not at all, 10 meaning yes. Hugely. Hugely wholehearted, out there going to do whatever it takes to make it happen. So please, for the rest of the call, we have about 20 minutes left together. Don't argue with me. Don't sit there manifesting, defending your position. If you want to be able to have that champion spirit, then you have to step up and say, you know what? I have had a mouthful of excuses, and it has to stop, and it has to stop right here, right now. And it truly does. You truly have to get right with yourself, to get right with your God, get real, and say, what do I have to do to no longer find an excuse, but instead to find a way? And they do. Some people, in fact, here's another excuse that cracks me up. They use God as an excuse. That one totally cracks me up. Had a woman, so funny, who confessed to us in Boston. This was a crack up. Her daughter had been to 2 First Steps. Her whole life has been majorly transformed. I mean, majorly transformed. This young lady is making thousands of dollars a month now. Her husband came to First Steps. Their marriage has totally been healed. They had a terrible, terrible time getting along with each other, had some major issues that were going on inside there. She's about to leave them. Marriage completely healed. Their spiritual life has been totally restored. Their marriage has been restored. Their finances have been restored. I mean, major miracles have happened, right? So she's been to 2 of these First Steps and several coaching classes and things like that. She winds up telling her mom, Mom, you have to go to Boston. You have to go to Boston. Well, this is what her mother says to her. She says, you know what? If the Holy Spirit tells me that I should go, then I'll go. She hangs up the phone. This is one of my classic favorite all-time excuses, that there's a special place on God's hand left for this person's behind when they live their life, kind of like how this woman had confessed. She said, Danny, she says, when you said this, oh my gosh, she says, did it ever get me? And this is what it was. She got off the phone with her daughter, not even thinking twice that she would actually go and ask what she said, the Holy Spirit, to tell me whether or not I should go. She said that she got so convicted, and she heard from God himself, and he said, you never asked me. And she just went, she said, I fell to my knees. Oh my gosh, forgive me. She was using God as an excuse not to do what she was supposed to do. Do you do that? Well, if it be the Lord's will. Oh, man, do I want to smack some of those people. Let me tell you something, what isn't the Lord's will? You being in poverty, you being in debt, you being lifeless, dreamless, hopeless, depressed. That is not the will of God. And yet people use that as an excuse all the time. Well, I'll pray about it. Oh, my gosh. What in the world is there to pray about? Here is a chance for you to get out of debt, to further your life, to change the next generation forever in your family, as I have mine. If I had not gotten started when I got started, never would have met my husband, never would have the children I have today, and have a debt-free life that we have. Never, ever it would have happened. Where else could it have happened for someone like me? There wasn't another place. And yet people all the time use this, well, you know, we'll just see. Oh, see what? How many more years of destitution do you need before you make a decision? How much more time do we need to think about making a decision before even looking at the fact that, hello, you know, maybe the fact that, you know, you're in, it may be in debt, or that, you know, everything's in shambles, stressed out, overworked, underpaid, you know, looking at your the future of your career going, oh, you know, where is it going? And then here you've got something that lands on your lap, and here we go, oh, well, you know, I'm going to think about it. That's just an excuse. It is. And so if those are the kind of excuses, and this is what you need to look at, it's one of the most common excuses that you hear from other people. And that is a direct reflection on maybe some of the excuses that you have for yourself. That's what you want to look at. Okay, so if I'm hearing all the time I need to think about it, or if you're having people that are not willing to commit, I want you to look in the mirror and go, okay, where am I that way? Am I that way with my businesses? Am I that way with my spouse? Am I that way with my kids? Am I that way, period? Afraid to make a commitment to dream again. Afraid to make a commitment to hope again. Because if that is what you are, you will provoke that in other people around you. Clearly, you will provoke that in other people. So here are some common excuses that you're going to hear from people. And I know they're going on right now because there's so many of you right now. In fact, we're getting emails. I looked at several emails today, in fact, alone. Danny, please equip me. I'm trying to help my team to get to Los Angeles, but they just keep giving me a bunch of excuses. I got you. I know. I hear the cry of your heart. I know many of you, many, I mean, there's hundreds of you that have emailed us over the last year, 2 years, to say, how do I get more people in front of the system? I need to get more people there. I understand. Many of you right now are dealing with a major frustration. And again, this is where it, once your temperature gauge changes, once you get stronger in tackling over your own excuses, then you no longer put up with other people's excuses. For example, and this is where some people are at right now. Here we are Monday. We're going to be there on Saturday. And this is what you're dealing with. So funny to me. Let me prove to you